Just finishing runs. I think I got on the goal line. I feel like I should have finished a couple runs and, you know, just dropped my feet a little more. But to be honest with you, you just got to try to get in the zone, man. It's tough. You just got to – that's the biggest thing, just get in the zone, man. I mean, if you can't get in the zone, you can't win games.
You know, does the mentality stay as wide open when you get into the red zone as for the rest of the field? That gunslinging mentality you guys seem to have.
I think so. I mean, we did throw a touchdown in the red zone. It was on the, like, what, 4-yard line, 5-yard line? So, I mean, that's our mentality. And, you know, as running back, everybody's saying, like, run the ball. We want to get the, you know, run the ball in the end zone. So, but it's how we get in there. We got to get wins. And that's how you get wins, from scoring in the red zone and winning in the red zone.
I know it's important every week, but when you got a guy like Phillip Rivers coming in as opposed to a rookie quarterback, you got to really take advantage. It puts more emphasis on this, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think in any game it put more emphasis, but you do got Phillip Rivers across the sideline against us. And I think when you get a red zone, you got to think goal zone. You got to score. So that's the biggest thing, just getting in the end zone when you get in the red zone. And I think everybody on the team feel the same way. We got to get in the end zone when we get the chance to.
And how important, how big was it for you to get a couple of rest days here as you go into that final stretch with potentially a division title chase in front of you?
Oh, yeah, it's great, man. Great to get that rest in and, you know, just get your body back ready and ready to go to finish the season. And hopefully we can make a run at the division.